Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.435 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. You believe there are still people who are undecided? We're just a couple of days away from Election Day. We'd be caught up in election season, it seems like forever. But, hey, it's the reality. There's still some people, I guess, who are on the fence or are not quite sure which way they're going to go. Part of the reason that my friend John Reed, who you know from Channel 8, you know from Richmond's Morning News, you know him from his service with Senator Allen and as a business owner and all that other good stuff. He also happens to be the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. It's got to be part of the motivating reason he's having a tele-town hall this evening, especially for people who are still undecided. So I wanted to get some details on that, John. Appreciate you being here, my friend.
That there was supposedly 7.8% of the people who may vote between now and Tuesday, Election Day, who just couldn't decide whether a business person and a broadcaster and a native Virginian like me was better than however you want to describe Ghazala Hashemi, the Democrat who's going with the socialists and the radical Islamists. I'm sorry that it's such a difficult decision, but I respect that. So that's why I want to do the teletown hall. If there's a question that people have, if they're, you know, they got a worry, or if there's something that I can address that might make them see their way clear to supporting me, I'm doing the opposite of what Ghazala Hashemi does. I'm making myself more accessible and more open than anybody else who's running. She's still hiding in the basement, I think.
Yeah. Well, she's certainly not up in the state Senate, is she?
Isn't that crazy? You know, her party orchestrates this whole power play to overturn the will of the people. And yesterday, she didn't even bother to show up at the Capitol. I think she was there today. I've been trying to get a read on that. But yesterday, she wasn't there. And I thought, well, gosh, maybe she's got a rally with, 2,000 people or something. You know, maybe finally all of her supporters are coming together. If you check out her social media after you check out mine, I shook hands with about 600 people yesterday before noon. She had 6 people in a room with her. Now, I don't know if that means anything when it comes to the final vote. I don't take anything for granted. But this lady has run the whole campaign just hiding from people, hiding from the press, hiding from a debate. I hope she doesn't win.
Yeah, I do as well. I would say that she is grossly incompetent and unqualified based on her long-standing work as a poetry professor, but that would be nasty, and I don't want to be nasty, so I think I will just look at how radical and extreme she is on every single issue, even to the point of saying, kids want to look at porn in schools, that's okay with me. I mean, she's just out of whack completely, isn't she?
She's the one leading the charge on everything that most normal people, even people who are Democrats, just a little left of center, don't like. You know, boys and girls sports, men in the locker room and the bathrooms with women. She's the reason the schools were closed. She wants to change the name mother to birthing person on the forums in Virginia. I mean, she is pretty radical. And I don't know if you saw, Jeff, Fox News reported today, and I kind of suspected this, but I couldn't prove it until now, that some of the same people who have been funneling millions of dollars to Zohran Mamdani in New York for him to take over as mayor of New York are the same people who are supporting Ghazala Hashmi. In fact, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see it. It's a group called Empower and Engage. They're aligned with the Democrat Socialists of America and the Democrat Party. Their program is called Defend and Advance. And their super PAC is pushing Mamdani and guess who their other star candidate is? Ghazala Hashmi. So, you know, I've had to tread lightly on this, and I never want to lie about someone. I don't want to impugn them unfairly. But now we've got evidence that the crazy leftist Islamist movement that's pushing that guy up in New York is behind Ghazala Hashmi. I don't think that's acceptable, and I hope that Virginians will say, oh, heck no, we're not falling for this. We're not putting this lady, you know, one heartbeat away from being governor.
Absolutely. My gosh, that is absolutely outrageous. And for anybody who did have questions, and you said 7.8% of folks allegedly who are going to vote still don't know which way they're going to vote. Do we want to do to Virginia what has been done to California and New York and Massachusetts? We've talked about that. And there is a reason that the very same folks who are bankrolling this radical to become the mayor of New York City obviously want Ghazala Hashmi first as lieutenant governor, and you and I both know they want her as governor.
Oh, yeah, they're going to funnel so much money to her. This is your only opportunity to make a statement, to stop her from advancing and make a statement that we in Virginia are not going to be controlled by big money from out of state. And, you know, you go to VPAP, the Virginia Public Access Project, you know, everybody has to file their forms, and the latest reports came out yesterday. Ghazala Hashmi's raised over $8 million. Now, you think that money came from Virginia? Heck no. You look at me. I'm barely cracking $1 million for the whole year. Their plan was to keep her in the basement so no one would know how radical she is and then just tidal wave me with spending on television ads that are all fabricated and lies. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I'm not going to sit back and let that happen. I may not have a lot of money, but I got a lot of energy, and I am going to talk, and I'm going to make sure people know, because this is wrong, the way they're behaving.
It's outrageous how these folks are behaving, and it is the quintessential, we are going to buy this election, and that is unbelievably dangerous. I want you to tell us about this teletown hall, and let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I don't think I've ever seen anybody work harder on a statewide campaign. It reminds me a lot, quite frankly, John, of the energy that Doug Wilder had when he was out visiting every single county, every town, every city. I think you've pretty much met every single person in Virginia at this point, all 8 million of us, right?
I am working hard. I am really trying to meet as many people as want to meet me. Yep. And, you know, the consultant said, John, the election's coming up on Tuesday. You shouldn't do a town hall. You can't control it. You can't script it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway, because if there are that many people who are undecided, I just, what do I have to hide? I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm honest with everybody about my positions. And let's let people know and make their mind up. And I think people give credibility to candidates who aren't hiding behind, you know, ChatGPT press releases and fake news releases, and who will just go out and answer unscripted questions. So Laura Vizzella, who is the senior political reporter at The Washington Post until she retired recently, she will be the moderator tonight. I haven't spoken to her. We have no ground rules, I don't think. I don't think anybody has said, you can't talk about this or don't ask about this. And if you'll let me, I'll give you the phone number and the PIN number so that everybody can dial in at 7:10 tonight for this teletown hall. It's only going to be about 40, 45 minutes, I think. But here's the number. It's 877-229-2222. 877-229-8493. And the PIN number to join the Teletown Hall is 123-758. 123-758. And anybody who wants to call in, I'll be giving an opening statement, and I think Laura will kind of moderate the questions. And again, there are no ground rules, so who knows how this is going to go. But I'm not scared of people. I want to talk to people. I want to win their vote, and that's what I'm going to try to do tonight.
Wow. Well, I have to imagine, I'm just going to say this for the record, I have to imagine that you, sir, are a political consultant's nightmare, because They are so happy to come in and say, look, we're not going to say anything to anybody, and we're going to do this, and we're going to be quiet. And you're like, no, we're simply going to go and answer people's questions. I don't have anything to hide. And if that doesn't work for you, then thanks and good luck to you.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they give me these talking points that clearly came from Washington, D.C. You know what? I'm running in Richmond. I'm running for Virginia, and I have lived my entire life analyzing these issues, these problems. I'm very confident in myself. I'm not taking direction from somebody up in D.C. So half the time they're really mad at me because I tear these things up and say, I'm fine, thank you very much. I will just do this myself.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll either win or I'll lose, but at least I'm telling the truth, and that's what I want.
Well, and I think that's exactly what you have done consistently. No, I don't think that. I know that. I've watched you up close and personal. Of course, I was thrilled to work with you for so many years. I'm honored to call you a friend. I know that you are honest and you are forthright and you are not the least bit shy about your opinions and your views and your values, and you simply share them. And I know you're not beating anybody up. You don't agree, you don't agree. It's okay. I wish you well anyway. I think that's truly the Virginia way. That's what used to be the Virginia way anyway.
That is. That's the way we used to get along, and it can come back. You know, you just got to put people in there who are tough, who are smart, who are strong, but who respect their opponents. I respect other people, even if I disagree with them. And I'm going to make my argument, but I'll listen to them. I mean, isn't that what we want? I don't want somebody who's threatening to kill you or kill your kids or kill me. That's, you know, if we can't draw the line there and be decent to each other, then we're doomed. And I'm just not going to let that happen in my home state. I can't.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't. And I appreciate that as somebody who got here to Virginia as quickly as I could. Not all of us were fortunate enough to be born in this beautiful Commonwealth of ours. Tell me about some of the last-minute issues that might be popping up, John.
Well, everybody's asking about the shutdown. I did a couple of interviews early this morning, and then the SNAP benefits. And, you know, this is one thing that I'll say about Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin, he tracks a problem about a mile off and starts thinking of how to come up with solutions. It's a real good leadership lesson, whether you're governor of Virginia or whether you're running a small company. You know, where are the problems? Let's identify them early. Let's start coming up with solutions. So like the SNAP benefits, the debit cards, and the folks who need food right now, he saw that this was about to be a problem. And he declared a state of emergency, and he is coming up with a solution for it. And I would think that the voters of Virginia would appreciate that type of leadership. It's the type of leadership I would like to bring. I mean, it's forthright. It's honest. I mean, I don't know how many people who are on SNAP benefits or voting Republican, but I don't care. I want to make sure that we don't cause problems that are unnecessary for the people of Virginia. And I think that's the attitude that Winsome Sears has and Jason Miaris and clearly Governor Youngkin. Do you want that type of leadership that's responsible, or do you want to go to crass political people like the current batch of Democrats who seem to like the problems because they think that it helps them politically? Heck no, let's not do that anymore.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you on that. I will tell you that if you've got a moment over in Goochland, a lot of discussions about data centers going in right behind a community called Mosaic. 55.
Oh, I heard you in the last half hour when I was driving home. I heard you.
Yeah. So if you're out walking neighborhoods, might be a good place to go and chat with some folks over there. I mean, we all want businesses. We want people to be responsible. I want you to, if you don't mind, give everybody the details again for this teletown hall. And you said it's really aimed at people who are undecided. What about those of us who have already decided? Is it going to be open to us, or should we leave space for folks who are not?
I think we have 30,000 spots.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I asked about that when the guy was, you know, when I first brought it up yesterday, I said, you know, will it get maxed out at 100? He's like, dude, we're fine. We got plenty of spots. So I'll give you the number. Sign on at about a little after 7. It starts at 7:10. Laura Vazella from the Washington Post, who is, I don't know if she's a Republican or a Democrat. That's actually a compliment. She's with the Post, so, right. You know, maybe she tilts one way or another. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. She just agreed to be the moderator. Here's the number. It's 877-229-8493, and the PIN code to access the teletown hall is 123-758, 123-758. It'll be over by 8. I got to go to an event tonight anyway, but I just figured I should talk to people, and that's what I want to do.
What are you hearing out of this so-called special session up there? I mean, we've got folks who are in front of a judge in Tazewell saying the whole thing is unconstitutional. Jason Miaris came out yesterday with his opinion saying the next election for the House of Delegates, as far as the Constitution's concerned, isn't until 2027. So this is all smoke and mirrors and designed to get people off the campaign trail.
Oh, that's exactly what they're doing. It's so unfair to anybody to set this up a few days before the election to take Winsome Sears off the campaign trail. Look, you want to beat Winsome? Go ahead, try. You can bring up issues. You can take all the shots you want, but to remove her from the campaign trail when you know she's going to do her duty to the state, she has an obligation to be the presiding officer of the Senate. She takes that seriously. She took that oath. To put her in this situation, that is unfair, and I don't think Virginians like that. And the idea that we're going to overturn the will of the people with a constitutional amendment, I mean, the people have said very clearly after decades of debating this, and trust me, I was a reporter. My dad used to talk about this when he was in the House of Delegates. Should the politicians draw the line, or should we get some outside group to draw the lines, and do we know whether they're partisan or not? We made the decision that we're not going to let the politicians do it. And guess what? Now that the Democrats are in charge, they want to scrap that back, pull that back, and overturn the will of the people. I hope everybody will go to the polls and send them a message that they have really made a big mistake here.
I couldn't agree with you more. John, I appreciate you being here. I'll be the one waving at the town hall. I'll be in the back. Let the undecided folks
okay.
Sit up front. John Reed for Virginia. For folks, again, especially if you're undecided, John Reed for Virginia. Still time to get over there, learn more about it. John, I thank you for being here, and go get them.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. That is John Reed. Again, the website is johnreedforvirginia.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.